Hello, it's your mate, your good mate, Cuddly Roland here, Uncle Roland, to all your kids and loved ones. Come here, kids and loved ones, come on, come over here, give your Uncle Roland a kiss on the cheek. There you go, that's right, right where the horse is, there you go. Yeah, that's good. You taught your kids well to respect their elders. Oh, I wasn't put in this world for that many years. How many is it now? 47? To not be respected by kids who don't fucking know shit. Like your kids. But they respect me, so it's alright. So we don't even need to have this conversation. Right, okay. On to more pleasant business. So, we did a Kickstarter, right? And one of the rewards was... you get thanked by... Roland, which is me, and so obviously that reward's gonna be pretty popular. But I took some K in me asshole. I read on the internet that it was a good way of taking it, just a suppository right up there, goes straight to the brain. It does, but that also tends to get you put behind bars for 6 to 8 months, which may or may not have happened. So now here I am, now a little bit after the Kickstarter finished, to say thanks to some of the lovely backers who put up with my ketamine nightmare for a while. It was really, I mean, you do not you do not want to go cold turkey in B-Wing. Maximum security. Let me tell you, those guys are not the most motherly and supportive fellas I've ever met in me life. They have a mean streak, I discovered. A mean streak. They weren't very sympathetic to my ongoing problems. My eyelids are twitching. Let's just leave that where it is. Not think about that anymore. It's what the prison psychiatrist said was best. And me parole officer. So, on to the thanking with the things. Oh, he's a bong. Prison parole officer said I couldn't have any of these. What the fuck does he know? He's fucking only 32. Fucking young as. Oh, I fucking went through the school of life. Not the fucking school of parole officer, whatever he did. Fucking... going to school and learning to be a parole officer. It's not even real. It's not even a real thing. Like, where you really use your heart and soul. Oh, I always use me heart and soul. They should listen to me. Because I'm the real business. I'm the elder. So, I've experienced. They used to respect elders in ancient tribes. Right. They used to also, like, cut off people's dick ends in rituals to, like, make them tougher. So, oh, I should be the dickhead cutter offerer. If I see my parole officer, I'm going to fucking cut his dickhead off, shove it in his fucking nose. School of life. Anyway, so he's a bong. That was good. Yeah. That was a beer, passable at least. Not as good as Melbourne Bitter. All these European beers, I don't know, bloody fucking Pilsner. All this Belgian shit. Fucking... give me an MB any day of the week. That's where it's at, you bastards. Oh, I remember the early days. I got into beers, right? And I learned to become a connoisseur. When I was a connoisseur, the first beer I ever had was MB. Little did I know, I was tasting the best brew in the world. Best brew in the world. You know, every vat of MB has real Melbourneites. People from Melbourne swimming in it. They can't call it Melbourne Bitter. Unless a Melbourne person has been falling in the vat and swum around a bit. Every single can of Melbourne Bitter has the pubic hair of a real Melbourneite in it, right? That's where it gets flavour. Real Melbourne people. All that culture and art, street art. It's right there in the pube and it's infused like homeopathy. And in like one atom of that, like street art from the pube, from Melbourne street art and culture, because they're so cool there, goes into the bitter, right? That's why it's so bitter, and then you drink it, and you're fucking living street art. You're on the street, you are the fucking art. You're walking around down the street, everyone's like, fucking look at that guy. Look at that old fucking work of art. He looks like some fucking killer graffiti. Like, not some toy bullshit, but some fucking full-on righteous ass graffiti, like fucking, you know, a picture of a dick shooting a fucking spray of cum, like right at a drain pipe, like, you know, good graffiti, not shit graffiti, like quality street art. That's in Melbourne Bitter. That's why it tastes so fucking good. That's why it's righteous, like your Uncle Roland. But yeah, I remember when I first became a connoisseur, what was this, what, eight, so I was already an old hand later on, but I mean, by when I was older, a teenager, fucking knew it all, mate. Fucking wine tours, no wine tours, come fucking goon tours at Roland's house, fucking I could drink like 3 goons, like, in an afternoon, and then have room for 3 more goons after a bong sesh in the evening, and like, after I'd, you know, because my kids come over for the weekend, well, it's the time I have with them. So on a Friday night, I have to spend a little bit of time with them. So I've got time to put the kids to bed. I mean, I was only a teenager, but, you know, I got started early. Time to put the... Drink me 3 goon. Kids come in. Or get them to, like, kids, here's your macaroni and cheese. Here's your blanket. Now write a little postcard for your grandma and your other women's. And now go to sleep. Little kids gotta fucking sleep. Stop fucking talking. It's 4:30 in the afternoon. You're a kid. You're meant to be fucking asleep so I can drink me fucking goon. Get in there. Close the door. Lock the door. They're still banging at the fucking door. Open the door. Lock them in the wardrobe. Close the door. Lock the door. Go to me mate's house. Drink 3 more goon. Ready to do it. Goon. Fathering. More goon. It's a good weekend. Anyway. So. But I remember a little bit before that actually. I had a bit of an adventure. Yeah, do you want to hear about me adventure? Sure you bloody do. I remember, right, one time I was out of weed. Yeah, you know what that's like. Not only out of weed, no money. Everyone's dole check was hanging out with mates in my mate's house after fathering. Everyone's dole check was like gone. It was like Thursday, dole check come Wednesday, gone. So what do? We need to get weed. We smoked all our weed yesterday. What do? We're all gooned up, no weed. So, well, I was thinking, like, me brother, right, he has a new Sheila, right, a new girlfriend. So we should go to her house, fucking ask her. She might as well. It's like tribute, right? I'm family now, basically. They've been going out for 2 days, right? She already gave him a handy. He told me all about it. So she's bloody family. So I think he even finger-banged her first date, finger bang. Not as far as I like to get in a first date, really. But, you know, she's a lady. So, we wanted to go get the weed, ask her for the weed. I'm sure she'd give it. So, we're going to have to walk, right? But she's in Noarlunga. We're in Elizabeth North. So, it's a bit of a walk. So, we plan our walk to Noarlunga. So, we start walking. And then we go, fuck this. And we go back to the house. Because we have no car, right? Well, we had a car. But then we had to sell it for weed. Sometimes we stole cars. Every now and again. Don't tell me fucking parole officer. He thinks that fucking... Don't need an education to tell you what's right and wrong. I fucking know in me heart what's right and wrong. Because I've been to the school of life. I fucking endured every wrong. Right? And fought for every right you don't even know about. Fucking parole officer. Dick in your nose. So, where... walking along, we go, fuck that, and we go back, no car, but me mate, his dad has a car, and his dad is out, he knows where the keys are, so we get in his dad's car, we're going along, we're driving along, nice and slow, to take care of the car, starts pissing down with rain, yeah, not the best, so the windscreen wipers going, and someone's like, windscreen wipers, they fucking look like cocks. I'm like, why does it look, what fucking, why does the windscreen wiper look like cocks? And it's like, because look, it's like they're almost touching, but they never do. And we're like, why does that make them cocks? Is that your experience of cocks? That they're waving around, that they're swatting water away, that they're almost touching, but they never do? Like, how is that your default experience of the male genitalia? And it's like, fucking like cocks, man. They look... why are your cock furry at the bottom? Don't understand. None of us understood. It was a bit funny, this guy. But so, we're driving along. The cocks are fucking wife splashing all the water off the windscreen. But it's raining so much. There's just more water. Still can't see fuck all. We stop the car because everything's getting rough. We realize we've driven into a fucking park. Right? Right in the middle of a park. So we get out. And we realize we can't see. We're going to have to walk. Otherwise, this car's going to be crashed. We're going to be fucked. Guy's dad's gonna fucking fight him. His dad only had one eye. Tough guy, right? Lost the other eye. Boxing. Bare knuckle boxing. Got his eye knocked out. Glass eye. Tough guy. Don't wanna fuck with him. So, and we already lost one of his cocks. So it's gonna be a tough night. So we just leave that there. I think we closed the door. I can't remember. Anyway, we walked where there's the Oban track going right through the park. Crossed over. Just after we caught, because it was midnight, right? We thought Oban's gone, but afterwards we hear whoosh. Could have killed me, friend. His dad would have been so heartbroken, would have been crying out of his one eye. You don't want to see that. Man crying out of his one eye. It's true. Glass eye can't even make tears. Well, I thought he wasn't the eyeball that makes tears, but maybe it is, because glass eye dries a bone whenever he cried. And he cried a lot. He cried a fucking lot. He lost an eye. Not a happy guy. We're walking along. Still middle of the night. Don't know where the fuck we're going. Trying to work it out. We didn't have like GPS and stuff back then. We were relying on me nose for weed. Because the girlfriend, right, she had this turquoise Jamaican top quality. Very potent. So we just relied on me and me bloodhound nose. I could fucking know. Me nose like a divining rod. Could smell no longer. Right from across, no longer centre, right from across the entire town. So I'm running ahead. I'm like, I smell that weed, matey. 20 miles away, I fucking smell it. They called me Hunting Smurf. I was fucking Hunting Smurf because I was running this way, running that way. Like that Smurf that hunted. Was there a Hunting Smurf? Maybe they just made it up. Was it a compliment? Were they fucking making fun of me? Oh, if I get back to Australia, I'm going to fucking smash those bastards. Were they saying I was fucking short and blue? Like a fucking short blue? Fucking, were they making fun of me, beanie? My beanie was fucking rad. Didn't look like a fucking shitty ass Smurf hat. Fuck Smurf hats. Smurfs have no fucking sense of style. They have fucking no haute couture. Fuck a Smurf. Fuck a Smurf in the eye. That would be, actually don't fuck a Smurf. Because it wouldn't last very long. It would be unsatisfying for both you and the Smurf. Anyway. So we're going along. We're starting to get really tired, you know. Tired and hungry. We don't have anything. We count our money. We have $1.80 because the dough money's all gone already. We see a servo. We're like, what the fuck can we get for $1.80? We go in. Servo guy's all like, sees us wet bastards. Fucking in our Smurf beanies. Scared because it's pretty scary. Like, this guy's going to rob us. And we're like, because we had robbed him 17 times before. But we're like, mate, not this time. You're a bro, mate. Bro, mate. Not this time. Use is all right. We fucking love Use. We fucking, because, you know, we had 6 goons. We're pretty affectionate. Fucking love Use, mate. Fucking love Use. The only thing we could buy was fucking coon cheese on special. So we buy this big fucking block of fucking coon cheese. We carry it out of the fucking place. I might have had a coon cheese bong once. You know those apple bongs? People make bongs at apple. Don't recommend coon cheese bong. Bong is not improved by the flavour of coon. Bong tastes better without the flavour of coon cheese, really. So we continued on our way, but we start eating this fucking cheese, and we take a bite out of the coon. There's a big fucking teeth mark, like a shark chomp in the coon, like a fucking surfboard getting eaten by a shark. The guy's chewing it. He's like, oh, mwah. Fucking big cheesy lump. Can't even fucking break this shit down with his saliva. It's just like chewing on this styrofoamy cheese lump. Can't even fucking do anything. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Someone says, mate, you tongue's fucking covered in cheese. It's just total, you know, fucking cheese tongue. What's it fucking through? Cheese tongue. What you fucking say? You got fucking cheese tongue. What fucking up cheese tongue? And, you know, they thought, they didn't know what cheese tongue was, but it sounded offensive. And he said, he spat out the cheese. Mate, you got fucking, you've got fucking spider bait in you. And we're like, what the fuck? Spider bait in you? This was, let me clarify, this was mid to late August 1996, around about. So, spider bait was a band that existed then. So he was like, what do you mean? Well, I listened to the band spider bait, and now spider bait is in me by virtue of me ear holes, and entered through me ear holes and became a part of me. And it's like, no, fucking, the spider, right, got attracted by the bait, and it fucking bit the bait. Spider bit the bait, and it got the bait then on its tongue after it bit the bait. And then a spider ran to you. Ran across the room to you. Fucking bit you. Bit you. Put his tongue in you. Had the bait on his tongue. Put the tongue. Put the bait in the tongue. Bait on the tongue in you. In your body. Spider bait on the tongue. In your bloodstream. Now your bloodstream's moving around. Fucking full of spider bait. Spider bait all over your bloodstream. Fucking everywhere. You're fucking full of spider bait, mate. Fuck you and your cheese tongue accusations. Fucking I got no cheese tongue. And you broke me dad's cock. And he only has one eye. Fucking I'll fight you. You got spider bait in you. You fucking die. Fucking I'm Vinnie Paul. I'll fucking kick anyone's ass. Right. So he says that. So we're calming him down. We're like, mate, fucking just quiet down and eat your cheese, mate. Just fucking eat your coon. Everyone's passing the coon around. Hom, hom. Biting down on the coon, right? Oh, fucking, everyone's just leaving like, yeah, it's easy to see where someone bit the coon because it's a fucking huge fucking bite mark. So they fan me the coon, and there's not even like a coon corner left. I got no fucking coon corner. No corner at all. Fucking just a round coon with fucking teeth marks in the coon everywhere. I can't even fucking bite the coon without fucking biting someone else's teeth. So I'm just like, I fucking, I'm so frustrated. I fucking try to bite like the top of the coon, but I'm still touching teeth marks everywhere. Fucking just chewing into the, just fucking chewing into the coon, grabbing all the coon I can in my mouth, getting fucking coon in my tongue, fucking chewing the coon, trying to chew the coon. It's fucking so hard to chew. I fucking threw the fucking coon in the dirt, and everyone's like, you fucking spent $1.80 on that coon. What the fucking wrong with you, Roland? And I'm like, mate, just back off. You fucking punch me. We're not going to be brothers. You're not getting your Jamaican turquoise. You're not seeing his girlfriend with a nice rack who got finger banged. Now just fucking back off. You with a spider bait. You with a cheese tongue. Don't fucking touch me. They listened. They knew to respect. Even back then, I wasn't even their elder. I was like 2 years younger, but I was hard. So, yeah. We're walking along. One of your friends says, Canberra. And everyone laughs. Well, what the fuck's wrong with you? Canberra. Canberra's not even fucking tough. Canberra. Can't even get good fucking drugs in Canberra. We're not fucking walking to Canberra. Why are you bloody laughing? Or is it because of bloody, when I bit the coon, my teeth touched the other teeth marks and I fucking went tooth to tooth in the coon. Is that why you're bloody laughing at me? Oh, I'll fight y'all. And they said, no. See, what it turns out it was is in mid to late August 1996, there was a popular comedy show which made fun of this one newsreader, right? He would say, Peter Harvey. Then he would have a long pause and he would say, Canberra, when he signed off on the news. And this one comedy show in mid to late August 1996 made fun of it. And apparently, I'm told, it was hilarious. So what had happened was several weeks earlier, one of my mates had said, Peter Harvey. And then it waited all that time, weeks, to say Canberra. Oh, so clever. Me mates, one thing I can say about me mates, these mates who I used to walk across all of Adelaide to find weed with and smash cars with, they were nothing if not intelligent. Highly, very clever. Yes, Peter Harvey. Never forget it. Yes, so we continued on. And we're going past a construction site, right? But we're on a road. It's on a hill. So the houses are all a little bit lower down. They've got their own fucking road on the other fucking side. And my mate, right, he needs to take a slash now. So he leans over and he's like, he lets it go, pissing right onto the roof of this house that's getting built. And we're like, yeah, go, piss on that roof. Piss on the roof, matey. It's good pissing. Keep pissing on that roof. Love your roof pissing skills. And then some guy, right, we didn't even know because this construction site, we didn't think any fucking person was there, comes running out and is like, what are you fucking doing? Stop pissing on my roof. And my mate's like, I'm not pissing on your roof. He says, I saw you pissing on my roof. He's chasing us. We're running. He's like, I fucking saw you pissing on my roof. He said, I never fucking pissed on your roof, mate. You're fucking blind. You don't know what the fuck's going on. But he's yelling at us. He's running. He fucking loses his thong. He's fucking running. He's slapping at the thong. The barefoot slapping at the thong, barefoot. We keep running, fucking pissed on my roof. We finally got away from him, right? We're calming down, nearly out of breath. The guy's like, did you see when I fucking pissed on that cunt's roof? And we're like, yes, fucking when you pissed on that guy's roof, that was fucking hilarious. Oh, I love pissing on that guy's roof, he said. And we said, we loved when you pissed on that guy's roof. The guy comes running out and he's like, you fucking pissed on my roof. And he's like, I didn't fucking piss on your roof. We ran away. And we finally get away, right? But then my friend is so incensed by the accusation that he pissed on this guy's roof. He's just like, fucking I would pay me taxes if I earned any money, if I wasn't on the dole. And if there was any GST charged on dealing marijuana, I'd happily pay me taxes if I had a job. And yet this guy fucking insults me by saying I pissed on his fucking half-built roof. I'm gonna fucking take him. I'm gonna fucking kick his ass like fucking Vinnie Paul. We finally start to ask, mate, who the fuck is Vinnie Paul? And he says, fuck, mate, Vinnie Paul, kick anyone's ass. We're like, really? He's like, yeah, anyone in the world, Vinnie Paul, kick their ass. We're like, what? Who is this Vinnie Paul then? And he says, fucking Vinnie Paul's got one arm. He's a drummer and he's got one fucking arm and he kicks anyone's ass. Well, that's pretty good. But then my mate, he wants to run after the guy. He can't even see him anymore, wants to run back, fucking kick the guy's ass, who fucking pisses on his roof and then wants to kick his ass. Fucking, that's who he is. He's that kind of guy. He'll see a guy's house, he'll fucking piss on his roof, and then afterwards, just for a laugh, he'll fucking kick the guy's ass, piss on the roof, kick his ass, one night, Bob's your uncle, kind of guy he is. We all know, I think we all know a guy like that. That's a very true part of human nature. It's archetypal. So anyway, he's running. We're trying to grab him, but we hold him back, right? We grab his arms. He can't get away. He's fucking, I'm going to go fucking kick that guy's ass. Pat thinks he can fucking build a roof and not let me piss on it. And, I mean, if it was Vinnie Paul, he probably would have gotten away, right? Because we could have only grabbed one arm. But because he wasn't Vinnie Paul, we could grab two arms. Fucking kept him there. Calmed him down. Kept going. Then we heard what sounded like female voices. And we're like, should we go? There was a park. We could hear female voices wafting. Fucking wafting. I love a fucking waft. Fucking wafting across the park. And we're like, should we go? Should we go? Find those Sheilas. And we think, no, this whole thing, this whole journey, right, that we're on, us being the hyper-masculine men that we are, the myth and legend characters that we are, the sons of gods that we are. This is basically like the fucking Odyssey, right? Fucking Odyssey. I'm fucking Odysseus and all my friends are all those other guys. What was around Odysseus? You know, Dodysseus, Hodysseus, Rexdysseus, Tonydysseus, and Stevedysseus. They're all the Odysseuses with me. And we're on an Odyssey. This is our fucking epic journey. I'm like, don't you see, this is a fucking epic journey. Those girls' voices are like the fucking sirens, right? In the Odyssey, the sirens, the women, the lured men to their fucking dooms. We can't go over there. We'll get fucking doomed right flat out on our backs. We'll be doomed like nobody's business. So, no, we can't. And earlier, right, like when you pissed on the roof, I said to my friend, when you fucking pissed on that roof, he said, I didn't piss on the roof. When you pissed on the roof, fucking like when Odysseus and Stevedysseus went in to like the cave and there's that fucking one-eyed giant, what's it called? It's like a dad. It's when there's that giant, like that guy's dad, and the guy's dad comes out because he got one eye and he doesn't like it because Odysseus and Stevedysseus are stealing the sheep He's the sheep that belongs to the one-eyed guy. And so that was like you pissing on the roof. And he was like, well, I don't really understand the allegory. I don't really understand how those two situations are allegorically related. In what way in particular is pissing on the roof of a half-built house like stealing a sheep from a mythological giant on an island in the middle of the Mediterranean? I'm like, fucking just go with it, man. Just fucking have some fucking soul and romance in your life for once, you roof pissing faggot. So anyway, we continued on. Well, I mean, that would mean the girlfriend is like, whatever happens at the end of the fucking Odyssey. I don't know. I never got that far. But when we came from Troy, essentially, we came from Elizabeth. It's like Troy. It's got a lot of horse. Anyway, so we're going along and see, finally, the fucking Rainbow Bridge, mate. Fucking leading to our bloody goal, like fucking Leprechaun's fucking hot pot. So we go into the fucking Leprechaun's hot pot. It's a fucking street, mate. Didn't have fucking GPS in those days. We still fucking found it. Me brother's fucking girlfriend's fucking street. No longer center. Hunting Smurf. Fuck no, they're not Hunting Smurf. It's a fucking insult. Bloodhound Nose Roland fucking got us there. Fueled by Coon. So we get there. We get there, fucking all the Dissimuses. We get there, we see my brother and his girlfriend, they're there out in the street. I mean, my brother's girlfriend is lying in the street. My brother is mildly agitated, standing in the street, kicking his girlfriend in the head. Maybe that was how the Odyssey ended, I don't know. Anyway, he's kicking her in the head over and over again. And we're like, mate, fucking calm down. Look, talk it out. Fucking me brother, what's the fucking problem? And he's like, she fucking disrespected me, mate. And I admit I might have had a little bit of meth, a tiny little liter of meth. Well, I don't know, he got a liter. He diluted it, I think, in a beer can of liquid LSD. I might have maybe had that and I maybe mildly agitated, but she bloody disrespected me as a man. And so now I'm just teaching her a lesson by kicking her in the face and the head over and over again in the street. And we're like, mate, that's uncalled for. It's bloody uncalled for. Look, maybe you misinterpreted what she said. I said, like, maybe, like, you know, she might have been talking to you and insulting you, not to hurt you, but to talk to you about, you know, the oppression that she has endured. You are a white, cisgendered male, right? Where you don't understand your own privilege, you see? And you don't understand the oppression she has endured by virtue of her position. And so maybe she was simply trying to correct you. And now here you are, a white, cisgendered man full of privilege, kicking her in the head. And perhaps that's uncalled for. Perhaps that's a little over the top. Maybe. Maybe. He didn't listen, he just kept kicking her in the head. Meanwhile, a guy, a neighbor, had snuck up from behind with the golf club, fucking whacked him one. He went smack down onto her. Neighbor started kicking him in the head. It's a karmic circle of life, I like to think. The karmic circle. Karma means if you kick this cunt in the head, then another cunt might hit you with a golf club. So, he's lying there, getting kicked in the head. We're not sure whether to intervene, because it does kind of seem warranted. The fucking piggers show up from every direction. Finally, I don't know when they were called, but they're there. And so they go to the guy with the golf club, some old cunt from across the street. And they're like, mate, did you hit this fucking guy with a golf club? And the guy's like, yeah, I hit him with a golf club, but he was fucking in the street, fucking high on liquid LSD and meth, as I understand it. And kicking his girlfriend repeatedly in the head, simply because she spoke up about her lack of privilege in the patriarchy. And he's like, the cop's like, are you sure that's what happened? And it's like, yeah, the guy was kicking him in the head. So I came out kicking her in the head. I came out and fucking whacked him in the golf club. You can see the bend in the golf club right there. And they're like, the cop's like, I don't think that's really what happened. Did anyone see you hit with a golf club? And they looked at us and we were like, nah, we didn't see nothing, mate. didn't see nothing. And the guy's like, no, I didn't hit anyone with the golf club. I wasn't even here. And the cop's like, right, wink. And so the guy picks up his golf club, disappears. By now, my bloody brother wakes up. Cops are there. They're like, mate, you're going to go to jail for the rest of your life, probably. And he's like, you don't understand. You don't understand the romance in me heart that was broken tonight. The fucking feelings I have, the love in me soul that was fucking stamped on by this fucking bitch cunt on the ground. You don't understand how sensitive I am and all the swelling sonnets in me soul that fucking got trod on by this trash. She knew I just kicked in the face. I mean, I kicked her in the face because of the treading. You understand? I'm a sensitive guy and she just pissed all over me, roof metaphorically. And my friend was like, oh. And he said that. He said, my friend said, the term your brother used there where he was talking about metaphorical pissing on the roof was more like my actual pissing on the roof than your metaphor about the one-eyed giant and the sheep stealing. That's actually closer. It was almost exact, really. Roland, you should work on your similes and metaphors and allegories. And I'm inclined to agree, looking back, actually, the folly of youth. So, yeah, he's saying that to the cops, the pigs, and the pigs are like, no, but you're going back to the pig shop, sorry. Oh, no, you got problems. You just have to build a bridge and get over it. And he's like, can't fucking build a bridge. Can't tell me to build a bridge. Fucking me heart, fucking torn out of me chest by this woman. Fucking you don't even understand love and romance. Oh, I do. I fucking felt it. It's all in tatters. My fucking heart is on the street here, fucking lying there next to her bloody head. And you just want to stamp on me heart, fucking drag me to the cop shop. You don't understand a man's feelings. You've never been in love. And they're like, build a bridge and get over it. I can't build a bridge and get over it. Anyway, they drag him away, all white and cisgendered as he is. And they put him in the white and cisgendered fucking wing of Yatla. That's what happened. Girlfriend got taken away by the Ambos. And so we were left there. We go into the brother's girlfriend's house, door is wide open. There it is, sitting on the table. Bloody turquoise Jamaican, mate. Turquoise Jamaican. If only we had some coon, could have made a coon bong. We smoked it. Beautiful, mate. Beautiful. Played some FIFA. Played some bloody GoldenEye. What a night. Beautiful. That was the day I really learned how to appreciate. You know, I feel like I earned that weed. I really earned it. You know, I hadn't really worked much before in my life for an hour or a minute ever before. So it was a learning experience for me to work so hard by walking that way to get that weed. I feel like I became more of a man and I really appreciated what I smoked, which to be fair was also really quite good. Turquoise Jamaican, highly recommend it if you can get it. I do think, looking back, I was a bit too sympathetic to the pigs because women do break your hearts and, yeah, cops shouldn't intervene on matters of the heart. I don't think that was a matter of the heart playing out in the street. Pigs shouldn't intervene. It's the same thing I said when the child services came 3 weeks later and reminded me that my kids had been locked inside a cupboard and screaming and they were being taken away forever. I said, matters of the heart, mate. Matters of the family. You should leave it to me. They told me to build a bridge and get over it. I still haven't quite done that. But yes, that was an interesting time for me. Interesting day. And, yes, we want to thank the Kickstarter backers. Yes, that was the point of this whole thing, wasn't it? Okay. So, we here and Roland at the Role Playing Hour would like to thank... Let me check my... Anna... And there you go. Okay, so until next time, and thank you for tuning in. This has been your mate, Roland. Fucking respect the elders. That's it. Kiss the cheek, gay kids, kiss. There you go. Fucking keep them in line. Put them in the cupboard if they're bad. Fucking give them an inch. Those cunts will take a mile, kids. Don't like them. Love them. Don't love them. Hate them. Don't hate them. Punch them. That's my philosophy of child rearing. So I just want to say goodbye. Bye.